Good day, everyone, and welcome to the LeapFrog Group Fall 2020 Safety Grade Town Hall Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Missy Danforth. Please go ahead.
Thanks, everyone. Welcome to the Fall 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall Call. My name is Missy Danforth. I'm the Vice President for Healthcare Ratings. If you are having a difficult time with your audio or your visual, please do feel free to contact the LeapFrog Hospital Survey Help Desk at https://leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. I see that a couple of people are having a difficult time getting in, so I'm just going to send them a quick message. Okay, so now we will get started. If you have a question, please hold it till the end of the presentation. This is a moderated conference line, so following the slides, the operator will come on to the phone to give all of you instructions so you can ask the question. Both the slides and the recording will be posted on the Hospital Safety Grade website starting tomorrow, so we will send you all a link. Or you can just go on the Hospital Safety Grade website under four hospitals. Under the timeline and important dates, you'll be able to download, again, both the slides and this recording. So let's get started. The Hospital Safety Grade uses up to, 27 measures. We have actually removed a process and structural measure for this fall. So the Safety Grade now uses 27 measures from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and information from other supplemental data sources to produce a single letter grade of an A, B, C, D, or F, representing a hospital's overall performance in keeping patients safe from preventable harm and medical errors. The Hospital Safety Grade was first launched in June 2012. It's issued twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring. And this fall will be the 18th release. Much more information is available on our website, hospitalsafetygrade.org. You'll actually see a link at the top. There's a whole section with information specifically for hospitals on this website. And again, under the timelines webpage, that's where these slides and recording will be posted tomorrow. So who is eligible for a hospital safety grade? It is reserved for general acute care hospitals with enough publicly available data. So general acute care hospitals missing measure scores for more than six process or structural measures or more than five outcome measures do not receive a grade. And the missing data threshold for process and structural measures has been updated this fall because we have removed a measure. As I mentioned, we went from 28 measures in the spring 27 measures this fall, so the missing data threshold has moved from seven process and structural measures to six. The LeapFrog Group is not able to calculate safety grades for certain types of hospitals, mostly because these hospitals are missing too much of the CMS data we include in the grade, and that includes critical access hospitals, PPS exempt hospitals like cancer hospitals, Veterans Administration hospitals and Defense Health Administration hospitals, Indian Health Services hospitals, and also certain specialty hospitals. The measures used to calculate a hospital safety grade have to meet certain criteria, which was established by LeapFrog's National Expert Panel. So first, the measures have to be publicly reported from national data sources, which reflect individual hospital results. So this fall, that includes the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, data sets from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and then supplemental data from the American Hospital Association's annual survey or IT supplement. The measures are all endorsed or in use by a national measurement entity, and they have to specifically be linked to patient safety, which our national expert panel has defined as freedom from harm. So that means all 27 measures either directly quantify patient safety events, assess processes that lead to better outcomes, or have been identified by national patient safety experts as critically important to patient safety. I do want to share, however, one recent update regarding the use of the AHA data. As many of you know, the hospital safety grade includes three measures from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey: ICU physician staffing, CPOE, and barcode medication administration. Because the LeapFrog Hospital Survey is voluntary, for the past 8 years now, we have had a supplemental data source for those three measures: the AHA annual survey for ICU physician staffing, and the AHA IP supplement for CPOE and BCMA. And again, this is only for hospitals that don't participate in LeapFrog's hospital survey. We were recently notified by the AHA that they will not be renewing our data license this December. So that means beginning with the spring 2021 safety grade, so next spring safety grade, AHA survey data and IT supplement data will no longer be used as a secondary data source to calculate measure scores for ICU physician staffing, CPOE, or barcode medication administration. Again, this change only affects hospitals that don't already submit this information to LeapFrog. But certainly, if you are one of those hospitals, our national expert panel, along with an expert team at Mathematica, are currently reviewing and testing several alternative methods for scoring these three measures. So if you don't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey and you don't want to submit a LeapFrog hospital survey in the future, the measure scores for these three measures will be calculated using a new imputation method. We will announce this new imputation method later this year. However, we are urging hospitals, if you want current performance on any of these measures included in your spring 2021 grade, you do still have time to submit a LeapFrog hospital survey. The survey closes on December 31st. And so that means if you don't want the imputation method that we'll be announcing shortly, used to calculate measure scores for ICU staffing, CPOE, or BCMA, you do still have an opportunity to report your current performance to the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and again, that's by December 31st. If you're already submitting data to the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, this announcement does not apply to you. There are, however, two updates we made to the 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey that does impact many hospitals this fall. Both of these changes were made in response to COVID-19, and I do want to review them with you today. First, hospitals have the option of maintaining their 2019 survey results in lieu of reporting a 2020 survey. If you opted to do this, that means that your 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey results were carried over to this year. They were virtually frozen and just moved on to our new public reporting website. You can view them now at leapfroggroup.org. And again, so if you submitted a 2019 survey and you opted to maintain those results, they have in whole been frozen and moved over to LeapFrog's new public reporting website. And you can see them at leapfroggroup.org. What that means is that your measure scores for the following measures from the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey were used to calculate the fall grade, and they include CPOE, ICU physician staffing, the following safe practices: Safe Practice 1, Leadership Structures and Systems; Safe Practice 2, Culture of Safety; Safe Practice 9, Nursing Workforce; and Safe Practice 19, Hand Hygiene, along with the 5 healthcare-associated infections in Section 7B and BCMA from Section 8. There are some important notes, however, about those hospitals that chose to maintain their 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey results. First, even though your survey results for those measures I just described will remain the same as they were last year, all of the CMS data has been updated. And so what that means is that your fall 2020 grade may change, even though your survey results remain the same. Again, the CMS measures make up more than half of the hospital safety grade. As a reminder for the hospital safety grade, we always calculate grades using whatever data is public for the measures on the data snapshot date. Okay, so we did not give hospitals the option of maintaining a hospital safety grade. We gave you the option, if you submitted a 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, of maintaining those survey results. The other update we made due to COVID was to reduce some of the submission requirements for the 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So if you submitted a 2020 survey this year, you know that you had to submit Section 1, Basic Hospital Information, Section 2, CPOE, Section 4, Maternity Care, Section 5, ICU Physician Staffing, and Section 6, Patient Safety Practices. For any sections that you skipped, for this year only, we publicly reported your hospital is not available rather than declined to respond, with a note that some data was not available due to COVID-19. However, we did strongly encourage all hospitals to submit all applicable sections. What that means for the safety grade is that in addition to the 5 required sections I just described, if you wanted complete data for the safety grade, you would have also had to submit Section 7 so we could get those infection measures and Section 8 so we could get your barcode medication administration data. Again, by that data snapshot date of September 30th. If you submitted the 5 required sections and did not additionally submit Section 7 and 8, we got your infection data this fall from CMS and your BCMA data this fall from the AHA IT supplement. Okay, so again, if this applies to your hospital, you have until December 31st to submit those additional sections. If you have not already, Section 7 and Section 8. Please do pay attention to our NHSN join by dates. They're on our website, leapfroggroup.org. If you have not joined our NHSN group yet, you will need to look at those join by dates so we can get that infection data. Now I'd like to share an overview of the measures that are used in the fall grade. As I mentioned, there are 27 this fall instead of 28, and that's because we've actually removed one of the process and structural measures and now we're down to 12. We removed Safe Practice 4, but we have left in this particular domain CPOE, where the data source will either be the 2019 or 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, or for the last time, the 2019 AHAIT supplement. Barcode medication administration, the primary data source is either the 2019 or 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, or again, for the last time, the 2019 AHA Annual Survey IT supplement. For ICU physician staffing, the primary data source is either the 2019 or 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. The secondary data source for the last time this fall would be the 2018 AHA survey. And again, if your hospital hasn't been reporting to LeapFrog, you do have until December 31st if you want to have measure scores reflecting your current performance for those 3 measures used in the spring 2021 safety grade. For the 3 safe practices, again, either last year or this year's LeapFrog Hospital Survey, there's no secondary data source. And for hand hygiene, if you maintained your 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey results, we just carry forward your Safe Practice 19 score. If you submitted a 2020, we're using the score from new hand hygiene standard. As always, there is only the 1 data source for those 5 patient experience domains, and that is CMS. And again, those data were updated by CMS for the fall grade. On the outcomes measure side, we still have 15 outcomes measures, so new changes from the past spring. The first 3 are those DRA hacks, foreign object retained, air embolism, falls, and trauma, and the only data source is CMS, and those were updated this summer. For the 5 healthcare-associated infections, the primary data source is either the 2019 or 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. If you didn't submit either one of those or didn't join LeapFrog's NHSN group, we get the data from CMS. And then lastly, the 7 patient safety indicators, the only data source is CMS. They were updated this summer. So as you can see, we have quite a bit of new data to calculate fall grades. I'm going to move on now and talk a little bit about reporting periods. I'll also just remind everyone, if you are using the chat to type in questions, please note that this is actually a moderated conference line, and we will be taking live questions following the presentation. So reporting periods, first of all, for the LeapFrog Hospital Survey measures. I did want to review this today because, again, there are a couple of different options, either the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey or 2020. If you are maintaining those 2019 survey results for the process and structural measures, CPOE BCMA, ICU physician staffing, and the four NQF safe practices. The reporting period will be displayed as 2019. For the five healthcare-associated infections, again, because we're using those 2019 survey results, the reporting period will be July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019. If you submitted your 2020 LeapFrog Hospital survey by September 30th, which was the data snapshot date for the fall grade, those process and structural measures will have a reporting period displayed as 2020. And for those five healthcare-associated infections, the reporting period will be calendar year 2019. Reporting periods for the CMS measures have been updated, as I mentioned. So for those five patient experience domains, we're looking at October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. These are the CMS data that were published this July. So these have been public for quite some time. The five infection measures published by CMS, again, which only apply to those hospitals that did not report the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey or the 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey by September 30th. The reporting period will be October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. And then the reporting period for the three hospital-acquired condition measures and those seven patient safety indicators, July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2019. And then lastly, if you are a hospital relying on the supplemental data sources, the AHA annual survey will be displayed as 2018 for ICU physician staffing. And then the IT supplement, the reporting period will be displayed as 2020 for CPOE and BCMA. And again, this will be the last safety grade where we're using this AHA data. We won't be using this next spring. Now, just for a quick summary of the updates to the process and structural measure domain since spring 2020. And there have been, like I said, quite a few. So for CPOE and BCMA, we do have updated data for those hospitals that either submitted a 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey by the data snapshot date, or those hospitals relying on the AHA IT supplement data. We got new IT supplement data in August. If you maintained your 2019 survey results, there's been no changes. ICU physician staffing, we only have updated data for hospitals that submitted a 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey by September 30th. If you maintained your 2019 survey results, or if you're relying on that AHA data for ICU staffing, there's been no updates. And again, this is since spring 2020. The five patient experience domains have been updated by CMS for all hospitals. And then lastly, for the NQF safe practices and hand hygiene, if you submitted a 2020 survey, your safe practice scores and that hand hygiene measure has been updated. Otherwise, we're using those 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey results. In the outcomes domain, again, more updates since spring 2020. Three HAC measures and seven PSIs have been updated. And for the infections, you'll see updated measure scores if you completed a 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey and submitted Section 7, or if you're a hospital relying on the CMS data. If you maintained your 2019 survey results, we're using the same infection data that we used in the spring 2020 safety grade. And now for a brief scoring overview. As a reminder, the safety grade includes those two measure domains. Each are weighted at 50%. That means you get the same amount of credit for efforts to improve safety as you do for the results of those efforts. There are three criteria we use to weight individual measures. You'll see if you've downloaded the safety grade methodology that each measure has an individual weight. And that weight is based on three things: the strength of the evidence, which is either a one or a two; the opportunity, which is based on the coefficient of variation, which is either a one, two, or three, meaning measures where there is a lot of variation get a higher opportunity rating than measures where there's low variation. And last is impact, which is based on the number of patients affected by the event and the severity of harm to individual patients. And you'll see that the number of patients possibly affected by the event ranges from 0 to 3. 0 is only used for air embolism, which is extremely rare, but typically catastrophic when it does occur. The final measure weight is calculated by multiplying the opportunity rating of a 1, 2, or 3 by the impact rating of a 1, 2, or 3, and then we add the evidence rating of a 1 or a 2. In addition, we use what we call a Z-score methodology. So once we have your individual measure scores for each measure, we've calculated individual weights for each measure. Now we calculate a Z-score for each measure. The Z-score standardizes data from different measures with different scales, which allows us to include both process and structural measures, where higher is better, along with outcome measures, where usually we're aiming to something like zero. A Z-score counts how many standard deviations a hospital's score on the measure is away from the mean. And we use a national mean that we calculate looking at all of the hospitals getting a grade this round that have a score for that individual measure. The mean is always set to zero, which means that a negative Z-score always means that you're worse than average, and a positive Z-score always means that you are better than average. To calculate Z-scores from the raw measure score, you can subtract your score, you can subtract the mean from your raw score and divide by the standard deviation for those process and structural measures, and then just flip the calculation for the outcome measures. We do this to ensure that whenever you see a negative Z-score, you know that it's worse than average. Whenever you see a positive Z-score, you know that it's better than average. The overall numerical score is calculated by summing the Z-score for each measure multiplied by the measure weight. And at the end, we add 3 so that hospitals don't misinterpret negative Z-score. So it puts it on a positive scale somewhere between usually a 0 and a 4.0. If you are missing a measure score for any of the measures, which is not uncommon, then the measure weight for the missing measure score gets reapportioned to other measures within the domain where you do have a measure score. For example, if your hospital is missing a measure score for ICU physician staffing because you don't operate an ICU, that standard measure weight of 7.4 is reapportioned to the remaining 11 measures within the process and structural measure domain. To calculate the new weight of the remaining 11 measures, you can use the formula below, or you can actually use the hospital safety grade calculator where these calculations are performed automatically. Now I want to talk about the courtesy data review period. The data review period opened on October 15th, and it will close on October 30th. While we do typically hold a 3-week review period, this fall we are only offering a 2-week review period for a couple different reasons. One is because due to COVID, we've moved several of our deadlines, and so that included moving the data snapshot date back from August 31st to September 30th, so we do have less time to get this done this fall. However, the biggest reason is because we had a sense that most hospitals would maintain their 2019 LeapFrog hospital survey results, has been the case, and therefore there's really no new LeapFrog hospital survey data to review. In addition, because we had to move back all of the dates for the fall safety grade, the CMS data by this time has actually been public for many months. So you would have received your CMS confidential preview reports for the data we're using in this fall's grade back in April. The data's actually been public since July. And so now that we're in October, we know that most every hospital has already seen this data because it has, as I said, been public for many months. So the data review period will close on October 30th. By now, you should have either received an email with a copy of your hospital's username and password, or your hospital CEO should have received a letter in the mail with your hospital's username and password. If you have not received it, please contact the help desk today and request that information. As always, when you log on to the data review period, you will first be asked to confirm that your hospital's name and address is displayed correctly, and also to confirm your hospital's CMS certification number. We'll also ask you for contact information so we can notify you when the letter grade embargo period is open. Once you complete the contact information, you'll be able to go on to the next page, which includes your hospital source data. This includes the measure score for each of the 27 measures we use to calculate the safety grade, meaning it's what was public for your hospital on September 30th. This is also where you can download the review instructions, the Fall 2020 calculator, and a copy of the scoring methodology. As a reminder, you will need to select yes or no to all of the radio buttons to indicate you've completed the review process. If you select no to any of the radio buttons, please make sure you follow the instructions and contact the help desk immediately. If you see an asterisk next to a measure score, it means the data for that measure has been trimmed. As a reminder, we trim extreme values to the 99th percentile to help ensure that no one measure has a disproportionate impact on your overall hospital safety score. Another important note is if you have a supplemental data source listed as a data source for any of those three measures, CPOE, BCMA, or ICU staffing, you will need to see the supplemental data source information in the scoring methodology for more information on how we assign points to the AHA data. Once you download the methodology and instructions in the safety grade calculator, you can actually move on to review the data in the source table. In the source table, you'll see we include the name of the measure, the type of the measure so you know what domain it's included in, a direct link to the source, so this is where we got the score, the reporting period, the measure score, and again, those yes-no radio buttons. And again, if you truly find something that does not match and you have verified that you're looking at the correct data source, measure, measure score, and reporting period, please contact the help desk right away. On the last page of the data review website, you will see your preliminary numerical score. We remind you that it's preliminary because everyone's numerical score will change slightly following the data review period. During this time, we always hear that hospitals have closed, so they get removed from the data set, and there's always a handful of CMS certification number updates. We try to stay on top of the closures and mergers as much as possible, but it's not uncommon that we miss one or two. And then lastly, and I know something that you're all very interested in, is the letter grade embargo period, which at this point is scheduled for mid-November. This is when you'll be able to log back into the data review website to review your final numerical score and also your letter grades. It's also when we publish the explanation of letter grades, which includes the cut points and the distribution of grades. So again, that is coming in mid-November. The review period is still open all the way up until October 30th. This is a screenshot of the hospital safety grade calculator. I know a lot of you use the calculator to help identify areas where you can improve your score, areas where you're doing very well. Again, you can find the link to the calculator on the source data page. It's right above the table, and you can use it to enter in your measured scores and confirm that the numerical score matches what we have. If you're using the calculator, please don't ignore the first tab of the calculator, which includes instructions, so you know how to deal with missing data and you don't get any errors. And then lastly, before I open that up to questions, just a reminder about public reporting. The Hospital Safety Grade has its own dedicated website, hospitalsafetygrade.org. You'll see right at the top that special section I was referencing for hospitals. When you click on that, you will get a horizontal drop-down menu, and you'll be able to navigate various sections of this website with information specifically for hospitals. And again, this is where we'll be posting both the slides and recording tomorrow. When you're on the hospital safety grade, you can search for your hospital by either your hospital's name or location. And we have both a list view and a map view that's available to you and other users. Each hospital has a dedicated details page, which includes their grade, as well as a link for past grades and something we call a detail table view. The detail table view is actually specifically designed for hospitals so that you can print and save a copy of the information that we've used to calculate your safety grade each round. You'll see that it includes the measure name, your hospital score, along with some benchmarking information, the data source, and the time period covered. If you've not already done so, I would highly recommend that you visit hospitalsafetygrade.org today, search for your hospital, click on the detailed table view link, and print a copy of your spring 2020 source data and letter grade for your records. As a reminder, when we update the Hospital Safety Grade website with your fall 2020 grade, the spring data will no longer be available. So do take advantage of this opportunity to print your own copy if you've not yet done so. On the Hospital Safety Grade website, we include measure scores for each of the individual measures, divided up into these five categories: infections, problems with surgery, practices to prevent errors, safety problems, and doctors, nurses, and hospital staff. When you click on each of these tabs, you will see a list of the individual measures, and you'll see a dash gauge icon, which indicates the hospital's performance on each of the measures, where a green dash gauge indicates that the hospital's score or performance is above average, yellow is about the same as average, and red is below average. Some important dates to remember: September 30th was the data snapshot date for the fall grade. We have at this point already emailed usernames and passwords for the Safety Grade Review website to LeapFrog Hospital Survey participants, and letters went in the mail to CEOs of hospitals that did not submit a survey well in advance of September 30th. But if for some reason you've not received this information, please contact the help desk today and request a copy of your username and password. The help desk will need your hospital's complete name, address, and your CMS certification number. As a reminder, the courtesy data review period is open all the way up until September 30th. Here is a link to the help desk. So if you are on the call right now, you realize you didn't get a copy of your username and password, please take a look at that top link. It is https://leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. Again, if you send them your hospital's name, address, and CMS certification number, they will send you your username and password so you can start the review process today. Here's also a link to that important dates webpage where the slides and the recording will be published. So again, you can navigate to this page while we're talking today and save it as a favorite, and the slides and recording will be posted here tomorrow. Now I would like to ask the operator to come on the line and give instructions for questions. If you have entered a question in the chat, please instead put yourself in the question queue because we will be taking questions live today on the call. Thank you.
To ask a question over the phone lines, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone phone, and also make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And callers, please be aware that a voice prompt on your phone line will indicate that your line has been opened, and if you'd please state your name before posing your question. We'll take our first question.
Hello? Hi, I'm Emma. I'm from St. Louis University Hospital. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. My question was, I think I missed the first part. I just wanted to get a clarification. We've not taken part in the 2020 hospital survey. So you said since the supplemental information is not being taken from AHA anymore, so for the fall 2020, should we take part in the survey?
That's not correct. For the fall 2020 grade, that's the last time we are using the AHA data.
Okay.
So this fall is the last time we are using the AHA data, correct. So when you log into the data review website, which if you haven't yet, you should do today, you should see scores for those measures, and you should see AHA as the supplemental data source. But moving forward, again, you would want to try to submit a survey by December 31st, or we'll use the new imputation model to assign scores for those measures.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll now go to the next question.
Hi, this is Stephanie Batista with MedStar Health. Just for some clarification, you said the hospitals who chose not to submit a 2020 survey and keep their 2019 scores, that CMS would be updated, but the HAIs are not going to be updated. Is that correct?
It is. So as part of your 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey results, which, again, you can view on our website, leapfroggroup.org, if your hospital has standardized infection ratios for those five healthcare-associated infections, those were used again this fall. And, again, when you log into the Safety Grade Review website, that's what you should see with the data source of 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey.
Okay, and the CMS results would be updated. Is that correct?
For the patient experience domain and
yes,
the three HAC measures and the seven PSI.
And the
PSI. Yes, that's exactly correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there another question?
Yes. Caller, please go ahead if you have a question. If you heard the voice prompt, your line is open. Please check your mute button. We're unable to hear you. Hearing no response, we'll move on to the next question.
Hello. Hi. This is Rupa Dhillon from University Hospitals. My question is, we are not submitting a LeapFrog survey this year. Is there a way we can respond not applicable or decline to respond for our ICU physician staffing for fall 2020?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Did your hospital submit a 2019 LeapFrog hospital survey?
No, we have not submitted, but we just submit our, you know, the CMS and the other measures. But for the safety measures, we've declined to report those because we have not submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey. And our scores for CPOE and ICU physician staffing and the barcode have been taken from the supplemental sources. So because
they'll continue to be taken from AHA this fall.
Okay.
This fall.
So we cannot opt out of it. Like we cannot say
no.
Decline to respond. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
And then again, if you're using AHA this fall for those three measures, for next spring, you would either need to submit a LeapFrog hospital survey by December 31st, or we'll calculate measure scores for those three measures using our new imputation model.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question.
Hi, Missy. It is Chris Lewock from Shore Medical Center, Summers Point, New Jersey.
Hi, Chris.
I have a quick – hi, how are you?
Good.
Quick question. Will the perimeters for the letter grade be changing for the fall grade, you know, where the cutoffs are for A to B to C?
Sure. So we always wait until the end of the review period to look at the final distribution of numerical scores. So I'm not sure. But if they do change, we will let you know as soon as the letter grade embargo period opens, which is the first couple of weeks of November, probably like
wonderful.
Around the 17th or 18th.
Thank you so much, and stay safe.
Thanks, Chris. You too. And just as a reminder, we are not using the chat to take questions on today's call. So if you have a question, please do put yourself into the queue, and we can have the operator come on and remind everyone of those instructions. But you will need to get into the live queue. We are not responding to the chat today. This is a moderated conference line.
And as a reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. And we will go to the next question.
Hi there. This is Sarah calling you from Community Medical Center in Toms River, New Jersey. We had a question. We are not planning to submit until closer towards the December 31st timeframe, but we had questions regarding the HSN data. So we had not submitted. We had been given like a temporary reprieve before we had submitted that data. So if we wanted to submit by December 31st, at what point would the NHSN data need to be entered by?
So you've not been entering data into NHSN since
just between that when? That COVID period, you were given like a reprieve of entering it?
Right. Okay. So the reporting period
available.
Yep. The reporting period for the 5 healthcare associated infection measures on the 2020 Leapfrog Hospital Survey is actually calendar year 2019.
Okay.
So it does not include first or second quarter 2020. So there shouldn't be any issues. You just need to make sure that you join Leapfrog's NHSN group by the last join by date. Those dates are on our website. If you submit a ticket to the help desk, they can also send that information to you.
Okay.
And then you do need to complete and affirm and submit Section 7. And then we'll go ahead and get that infection data. And, again, it will be calendar year 2019.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great question.
We'll take the next question. Caller, your line is open. If you heard that voice prompt, yes, please go ahead.
Hello? Hi, we are hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can.
Okay. We had some questions about specifically about some of the new sections related to the questions. Should we ask them here?
Is it about the Leapfrog Hospital Survey or is it about the hospital safety grade information?
No, it's actually about the content of the survey.
If you have specific questions about the content of the survey, go ahead and submit a help desk ticket and put attention missing, and I will schedule a separate call with you. We're really going to try to reserve today to focus on the safety grade, but I'm happy to schedule a call with you to answer any questions you have about the survey. If you can put in the ticket which sections of the survey you have questions on, that would be helpful, and we can get something scheduled this week.
Okay, and is that to the Zen desk or that to the Leapfrog help desk?
Our help desk is at that address. It's that leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. That is our help desk.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi there. This is Elmira calling from Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach, California. I've got a question for you about the AHA-IT supplemental data source. So for this year, we opted not to complete the 2020 Leapfrog Hospital Survey, so we're using our 2019 survey results. And so we hadn't intended to do anything before the end of the year as far as submitting a survey goes. So the fact that we won't be able to use that supplemental data source now, if we want to make sure that we have some data for you to use for specific to the CPOE section, does that mean that we have to complete the 2020 CPOE survey section?
So you did a 2019 survey, didn't you?
We did a 2019, but in 2019 we used the supplemental source.
Oh, okay. So you didn't do CPOE?
Correct.
Okay, so that means that you would have to do a 2020 survey by December 31st, or we would use the new imputation model, which we should be announcing in the next several weeks.
Okay, so in the next several weeks, we'd be able to sort of weigh out our options of whether we should move forward with submitting or not. But if we do want to move forward with submitting that section, we would have to submit the required 5 or so sections. Is that correct?
It is, yep, and you'd have until December 31st to do that, yep.
Okay, thank you.
Great question, and your understanding is exactly correct.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take the next question.
Hi, my question has been asked already, thank you.
Thank you very much. And if anyone else finds that their question has been answered and you'd like to remove yourself from the queue, simply press star 2. So it's star 1 to ask a question, star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. And we will now move on to the next question.
Hi, Missy. It's Jason Andre from Beverly Hospital in Massachusetts. How are you?
Hey, Jason. Good. How are you?
Good. I was just curious if LeapFrog released or will release the number of hospitals who completed a 2019 versus a 2020 survey.
We have not looked at that yet because the survey is still open, but yes, we can put out those stats.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And we'll go to the next question.
Hi, I have a question regarding the BCMA data that was submitted for the LeapFrog. So we submitted the data, but it seems like mm-hmm. that is incorrect. How do we correct that before it closes? It looks like they put the BHA data and not the data that we submitted.
Okay. Can you go ahead and submit a ticket to the help desk, put attention Missy, put your hospital's name, address, and CMS certification number, and I can take a look at that. If you didn't submit Section 8 by, if you didn't submit Section 8 by September 30th, then that's one reason the data wouldn't be showing up, but I'm happy to take a look at that for you.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
And one more question. How do we get a copy of this presentation?
As I mentioned, I'm going to post it on the website tomorrow along with this recording. It's at the link I have up on the screen under important date.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi, this is Susan from Mainline Health. I have a question about the minimum sections for submission regarding the survey. And I believe one of them was section 4, maternity care.
If correct.
That's one of the minimum requirements, but it's not included in the grade. So I was just curious
correct.
Why. Okay.
Because the survey and the safety grade.
Behind it?
The survey and the safety grade are two separate programs. So there's a lot of hospitals that do the LeapFrog hospital survey that don't qualify for a safety grade. Not all the measures on the survey are used in the safety grade. So just for everyone's information, historically on the LeapFrog hospital survey, hospitals have had to submit Section 1 basic hospital information and then either Section 2 or 4 or 5 or 6. We made the change, actually we announced it in November 2019, that this year you would have to submit 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 and 6. And again, a lot of the hospitals submitting those data don't qualify for a safety grade. I would say the maternity care data collected on the LeapFrog hospital survey is among the most popular data that we make available on our public reporting website to consumers and purchasers.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and again, if you are reporting just those 5 required sections, but you do want complete data for the safety grade, you do additionally need to complete Section 7 and 8, even though it's not part of those minimum requirements.
Right, correct. Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much.
We'll take the next question.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Streetman with Methodist Health System.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hi. Sorry if I'm repeating something. I was trying to understand. So we have always submitted survey. We did not do it this year. So for spring 2021, right? Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
will the CPOE, et cetera, still be pulling from that 2019 survey, or will that roll
yes.
over to this new?
No.
Okay.
Nope. We'll maintain all of those 2019 survey results. The hospital that asked that question earlier hadn't submitted Section 2 in the 2019 LeapFrog hospital survey, but if you
mm-hmm.
have, we'll be using those same results in the spring.
Okay, and then everything will pick up normal after that, hopefully.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Great question.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi, my name is Lisa Ash. I'm from Memorial Healthcare in Owosso, Michigan. My question is whether the spring 2021 survey, is there a date set for when that will open, or am I hearing that things are going to move forward with what we have from 2019 all the way into next spring?
So as a reminder, the survey and the safety grade are two separate programs. So the LeapFrog Hospital survey is annual, and it opens every year on April 1st. So the 2021 LeapFrog Hospital survey, it'll open on April 1st, 2021.
Okay. I've not seen that in any of the on the website, so maybe it's there now, but I was looking for it a couple months ago just to be sure it was always April 1st.
Yeah, we probably haven't – we haven't posted those 2021 survey dates yet, but the survey will open on April 1st. And actually, we're getting ready to publish the proposed changes for next year's survey now. Those will come out in November.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's a great question. And actually, I'll make a note. We can put that up later today. Thank you.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi, this is Jackie Gillespie from Sarasota Memorial Healthcare System. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. You may have sort of just answered my question with the prior one. In November, when the fall 2020 safety grade comes out, is that when the new scoring methodology will come out for the spring 2021 survey?
I was curious about the
scoring for hand hygiene and whether that was going to remain the same or change.
So for the LeapFrog Hospital survey, I'm going to just back up and restate so the other folks on the call don't get confused that may not be as expert about the differences between the survey and the safety grade. For the LeapFrog Hospital survey, any changes to the questions or measured specifications or scoring algorithm will be published in November when we publish the proposed changes to the 2021 LeapFrog Hospital survey.
Okay.
In mid-November, the fall 2020 safety grade, letter grade, embargo period will open. The grades won't actually be published probably till early December. The timing this year I know is a little screwy, but if what you care about is the scoring methodology on the survey for the hand hygiene standard, that will be out in November.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure. And if you're a survey contact, we're going to email you at least a couple of times to remind you when those are public. Because we do have that 30-day public comment period.
Thanks a lot.
Great question.
We'll take the next question.
So this is Stephanie Batista again from MedStar in Maryland and D.C. My question is, again, about we're looking at 2021, and you said that was coming out in November. Do we know what date ranges are going to be used for the safety grades? For the 2021 survey?
Yeah. So, again, today we're focused on the safety grade primarily. So for spring 2021, the reporting period for the measures used in the safety grade, we have not announced those yet. But typically we get updated CMS patient experience data because that's updated quarterly. The HACs and PSIs will not be updated. Those get updated annually by CMS in July, so we always use them twice, once in the fall and again in the spring. And then for the other measures, it's kind of going to depend if you submitted a survey and don't make any updates, if you submit a survey for the first time, if you submitted a survey but make updates. But for the CMS measures, if you want to know those reporting periods for spring 2021, again, they'll be the exact same as they are now for the HACs and PSIs. For the patient experience domains, it will roll forward 6 months. So you can sort of look at what was published July, and then it'll roll forward 6 months because we'll be using the data they published in January.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the next question. Caller, your line is open. If you heard that voice prompt, please go ahead. We're unable to hear you. Please check your mute button.
Hello, my name is Diane Campbell. I'm calling from St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa, Florida. And my question, I understand the cut points. We won't know what the grade cut points are, but will the distribution of percentage of hospitals in each grade stay fairly similar to what it's been in the past?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. If you look over time, the distribution of letter grades does tend to stay the same.
But again, we are going to wait until we have that final distribution of numerical scores on October 30th.
Okay, and then listening to you describe the methodology, that is similar to what the methodology was in the past, correct?
Exactly. The only real significant change is that removal of Safe Practice 4. So now each of the process and structural measures have a little bit of a higher weight, but nothing else has changed.
Okay, thank you.
We'll now take the next question.
Hello. Thank you for having this call and for taking my question. This is Melissa from Lompoc Valley Medical Center. And just wondering, on our NHSN, we're a small volume hospital, and we don't have an SIR rate. So on one of the tables we received, it looked like we got a zero for that when we actually do very well there, but not enough to generate rates on NHSN. So
for NHSN, a zero is actually the preferred value because it means you have a standardized infection ratio of zero, which means you had zero infections. So if you didn't have enough data to have the CDC calculate a standardized infection ratio for your hospital, it shouldn't be showing up as zero. It should show up as not available or NA. And then the weight for that infection measure would be reapportioned to other measures in the outcomes domain where you do have a measure score. So unfortunately, I know for a lot of small hospitals, it's very frustrating. If you're doing a good job on infection prevention and the CDC is not calculating standardized infection ratios for one or more of the measures, unfortunately, we have talked to them about that. And what they've explained to us is the reason they don't do it is because for low-volume hospitals, they want to make sure that those SIRs are statistically reliable. And the low volume obviously poses that challenge. But, again, you shouldn't see a zero. You should see an NA. And then the weight for that measure will be reapportioned. And if you want to go ahead and enter your data into one of the safety grade calculators, if it doesn't quite look right to you, if you have any questions, attach the calculator to a help desk ticket, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have about that.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. And is it okay if I ask just one more quick question?
Absolutely.
Our vendor has, right when COVID started, alerted us that the HCAP was going to be voluntary for first and second quarter. Is LeapFrog going to be doing any adjustments related to HCAP scores? Because what I'm hearing is everybody anticipated that generally those were going to go down related to COVID.
Yeah, good question. So we get our HCAPS data directly from CMS, and what we use is something called the linear mean score. So we are also, like I know all of you are, kind of waiting with bated breath to see what CMS is going to do. But ultimately, we will have to use whatever data they make public. We won't make any further adjustments. So our understanding is that CMS did publish some vague guidance on August 28th. Basically just reiterating that they don't plan to use those the first two quarters of 2020 in calculating the performance measures. Outside of, like, adjusting the reporting periods, they didn't announce any additional adjustments. But certainly, like, we'll be watching out. I'm sure you'll be watching out. But we will kind of be bound by whatever CMS decides to do there because those are data we get directly from them. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you so much for taking my call.
That's a great question.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi, Missy. This is Patty Myers from Charlottesville from UVA. How are you?
Hey, Patty. Good.
My question is in regards to safety grade.
Yes.
And I understand that the data that's there has to stay there for this period, for fall. Mm-hmm. But can we update any of the sections that we submitted for the fall grade in anticipation of spring grade?
Yes. So for the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, you are always able to update and resubmit. You have until December 31st. We have some instructions, I believe, on page 15 in the hard copy of the survey, which you can download as either a PDF or Word doc.
that describes to you how to do the updates, what reporting period to use. So, yeah, a lot of time to do that for sure.
Okay. What if we found a typo since September 30th of our data?
So that is probably not something that we can update, right? So we actually did communicate to hospitals that the survey deadline was August 31st. And we did that so they could see their results published in September and catch those kinds of things. Unfortunately, if you had to wait until the very last minute to submit, that data is frozen now.
Okay. I just wanted to check just in case.
No problem.
And thank you for this. This has been very helpful today.
Thanks, Patty. If you have any questions about making updates before December 31st, like I said, check the hard copy of the survey. If it still doesn't make sense, just submit a help desk ticket, and we'll make sure you have the right info that you need.
Okay, thanks.
We'll go to the next question.
Hi, yes, this is Julie calling from Grandview Health. I just had a question regarding, I know you mentioned in the beginning how there is going to be something that shows 2020 and 2019, depending on which survey data that you're utilizing. So if we submitted a 2020 survey for someone else only utilizing their 2019, where can that be seen? I went onto the LeapFrog website, and I didn't know where I would be able to see that.
Yeah, so if you go to leapfroggroup.org, there's a big orange button on the homepage. It says View Our Hospital and Surgery Center Ratings. When you search for any hospital, right underneath their hospital name is their submission date, and you'll be able to see if it was last year or this year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No problem. We are 5 minutes past the hour. I'm going to take one more question. And then if you have additional questions that you didn't get to ask today, please contact the help desk. Again, the URL is right here on my screen. It's that first link, https://leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. And we will respond to your question. But we're just going to take one more question. And then, unfortunately, if we didn't get to you today, we will need to have you submit that to the help desk.
Okay, and we'll move on to our final question.
All right, thank you very much. This is Diane Campbell. I have a last question. When should we expect the embargo grade to be released?
We are going to try to open the letter grade review period in mid-November.
Mid-November.
Like 17th, 18th, yeah. Because we're closing the data review period October 30th. We need a couple weeks to get everything finalized. Veterans Day is in there, which is a federal holiday, at least for us. And, again, we know it's late in the year. We're moving as quick as we can, but mid-November. And when you do the data review period, please make sure you enter a correct email address because we're going to email you as soon as it opens so you're ready.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, again, thank you all for hanging in there with us today. I know we went a little over, but I did want to try to get as many questions as possible. If you didn't get to ask your question, contact the help desk. The slides and the recording will be posted tomorrow on the Hospital Safety Grade website. Thank you again for your time, and have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and that does conclude our conference for today. I'd like to thank everyone for your participation, and you may now disconnect.